It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. The Blues get it done last night, 4-1 out in Colorado. Tomorrow night, they'll take on the Avalanche again. You can listen to the pregame of the Blues Avalanche right here on 101 ESPN, 7 o'clock. And then Blues and Avalanche again out in Colorado. And joining us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line is Robert Thomas. Picked up a couple assists last night. Nice game for the youngster. Robert, how you doing today? Thank you for joining us.
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Good, Tomer. Hey, look, the first game, obviously it was hard to prepare through training camp. I mean, you do as best as you can. You get the scrimmages and you get the legs going. But first game comes at you kind of like a punch in the face. You're out in high altitude in Colorado. Hey, you guys look really good. How fresh did the legs feel towards the end of the game, even though it had been, you know, a tough night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, your first game, it takes a little bit to get used to. And, you know, everyone's got to get back in shape and back into, you know, game speed and game situations. So, I thought we did a pretty good job preparing in the scrimmages and our whole camp. I thought we had a good pace and we're really focused on getting ready for game one. And, you know, I thought we did really well with that. And I think it showed last night. You know, we came out fast, strong, and, you know, we really took it to them.
Watching you guys last night, it made me feel stupid for some of the stuff that we were talking about. Not that that doesn't happen every single day. But we were talking about the altitude, right? And like, hey, you know, the Avalanche, they've been practicing that. You guys are flying all over the freaking place. Did you feel any effects of the altitude, or are we just idiots? And honestly, you're not going to hurt our feelings.
No, you definitely do feel the altitude. I'll give you that one. But yeah, no, I think it just came down to our scrimmages and our training camp. We were just so prepared and so motivated. You know, anywhere you look, you know, people are saying, you know, how great the Avalanche are, and you know, we're kind of overlooked a little bit in our minds. So I think that was a big mental factor for us, was to come out and you know, prove to everyone that, you know, we're still here and you know, we're still a top team.
Blues forward Robert Thomas joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Robert, so last night you guys find out, I would imagine, right before the game about Mike Hoffman, your newest teammate. He's not going to be eligible to play. What was that like? What did Chief tell you? How did he get you ready? And then what adjustments were you guys having to work on the fly with Mike Hoffman not being eligible to play?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously sucked missing out on him. He's going to be a big part of our team, you know, the whole year. And you know, I'm excited to get to play with them. But yeah, like I said, you know, a couple times before, our whole team is built for stuff like that. You know, we have the depth, we have that next man up mentality, and you know, Sonny comes in and plays a hell of a game. And you know, Blazer comes in, plays good as well. So I think it's just speaks to, you know, how good our team is and you know, our depth and how everyone can step up from you know, in the bottom six or guys not playing, everyone can step in and rise to the challenge.
So you've been on a line with Mike Hoffman since he's gotten here. Craig Berube was very transparent into what he was going to start the season with as far as lines go. How has that been? Mm-hmm. You know, just getting to know Mike Hoffman and getting used to some of his tendencies. And look, you're a puck distributor. You're the dishing magician last night. And I want to know just what that's like working with Mike Hoffman and how you're going to work to get him the puck in good spots.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone knows he can score goals from anywhere on the ice. And, you know, everyone knows he's got such a great shot. I mean, the biggest thing I was surprised with is, you know, his speed, how hard he is on pucks. And he's really bought into, you know, the way we play, which is huge. And, I mean, his shot's even better in person than, you know, I thought it was. So, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be great to, you know, have him on the line, have him, you know, on our power play and stuff like that. He's going to be a huge factor for us this year.
Robert, from a fan standpoint, man, I look at the schedule this year, and we know it's truncated, not playing as many games as usual, but you're playing back-to-backs. You're seeing the same opponents a lot. Now you're going to see the Avalanche again tomorrow, so you don't have a firm grasp on what this is going to be like. But what do you think it's going to be like? I feel like there's going to be a lot of just tight, chippy contests. Do you like the way the schedule's set up?
You know what, I couldn't give you an answer with that right now. Maybe ask me again after, you know, 20 games or whatever. But, you know, just from, you know, from the one game and kind of preparing for tomorrow, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun hockey. you know, there's a lot of, you know, big rivalries, a lot of top teams going at it back-to-back nights. And I think, you know, someone watching, you know, I'm watching other games from around the league, and I think it's going to be really exciting. You know, there's obviously a lot up for grabs. You're only playing within your division. So every night the points are so huge. So, I mean, I think it's going to be awesome. But, you know, I'll give you a firm answer halfway through the year.
Yeah, Robert, one thing, look, you're going into your third season here with the Blues, and I remember coming in, and the center position is a very tough position. I was a defenseman, and I felt like the first couple of years, things were happening so fast. It was a big adjustment to get used to play in the NHL, and I feel like when I watched you play last night, it looks like things are slowing down for you visually, that you're seeing a lot more openings, and certainly your foot speed's always been a blessing, but do you feel like the play is now evolving a little bit easier for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, in your first year, the play is just flying by you, and you got to try and just keep up. You know, I felt my second year, I was able to calm it down a little bit, and you know, I think everything slowed down a bit, and then you know, last night I felt the same way. So I think it's just about being more comfortable, being more confident in yourself, and really trusting yourself, and, you know, trying to let the game come to you.
All right, so now that we got the business out of the way, let's have a little fun here. Mm-hmm. What's it like to finally be at a big Walt house?
Yeah, it's good and bad. You know, I miss being around them. You know, I always go over, you know, try and go over once or twice a week for dinner. And, you know, now that hockey's coming up, I'm sure, or hockey's rolling, I'm still going over to watch Matthew and Brady's games with them and stuff like that. So, you know, I miss being there, that's for sure.
I know you were big into, like, esports and stuff like that. Did you challenge any?
He's a Fortnite guy, aren't you, Robert?
I played a little bit. I don't say I play it too much anymore, but.
Oh, that's a good answer, yeah. While you're on the radio. I like that.
Yeah, you don't want anybody. You don't want the 12-year-old that's listening to.
Chief's,
you know,
not listening. Don't worry.
Yeah. My question, no, though, like, when you're competing, it's a lot of fun. When you're competing against those guys, Robert, who's the best when it came to video games?
Video games, geez, there's a lot of guys that you wouldn't expect that play video games that are actually pretty good.
Oh, out them right now.
No, I'm not gonna throw them out right now, but yeah, it's surprising. A lot of guys, especially throughout the, you know, the whole quarantine and stuff, when they're stuck at home, just picked it up and started playing again. So it's pretty cool to see.
Now, when you going back to Walt's house, what was the first time that you picked up the remote and decided that you're going to watch TV while Big Walt was sitting in the room? And did the boys did Matthew and Brady set you up for it?
The first couple times there, Matthew and Brady definitely set me up on it. I think the first time, you know, Matthew's like, oh, I'll just go sit there, and I end up sitting in Big Walt's chair, and little did I know, but yeah, no, they both love to stir the pot. You guys know them, so they're always doing little things just to start an argument or something, so it's funny.
I would just think having that setup, and obviously it's different. You got to evolve. You can't live in somebody else's house forever. Although
I would live at Walt's forever. I try to. He kicks me out.
That's what I hear. But you know what? Like, how much of an advantage is that, really? I mean, because even though you're not playing, like, you're always learning. The conversations that you're having. I mean, that must have expedited. Not that you haven't played hockey your whole life, but just being around the family more. I'm sure that you got some tips there that probably helped you out the last couple of years, didn't you?
Oh yeah, you know, a lot of who I've become today is because of them, and you know, I can't thank them enough. I mean, you know, after games, Walt would always stay up, and whether I'm on the road, he'll shoot me a text with a couple pointers from the game, or, you know, if we're at home, he'll stay up and we'll just chat about the game for a couple minutes before bed. Just little things like that, and that really went a long way. And, you know, even just throughout the week, like, you know, he'd sit on the couch every night, watch hockey, and he'd point out a couple little things that he sees that, you know, he wants me to try, and, you know, stuff to think about when you're on the ice, just so it's not really on your mind, but it's just natural reaction. So stuff like that really, really helped me out a lot.
Well, you tell you what, Robert, you would have loved playing with Walt because every centerman he ever had, Walt was always wide open. All you had to do is ask him. You know, just get big, Walt the puck was always the best play on the ice. You know?
That's too funny.
Robert, great game last night. Thank you so much for joining us, taking some time with us today. Best of luck tomorrow night and over the weekend, man. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch you guys play again this year.
Yeah, thanks, guys.